Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The focus of this administration on vaccination is mind-boggling.
Unless we really have a compelling case, no one under age 30 should be seeing any one of these vaccines.
Maybe none of this is really about COVID. Maybe it's about social control.
Control from day one. This has never been about following the science. It's never been about following the facts and the truth.
What about this vaccine? Was it created intentionally to infect humans?
They still think that parents should trust them and inject their kids with an experimental drug to prevent a disease almost none of those kids will ever get sick from.
If they took that vaccine and they feel safe about it, then they shouldn't worry about if we had it or not.
If you want me to get the vaccine, give me an incentive to get the vaccine.
And if it doesn't prevent you from catching the coronavirus, why are we taking it in the first place?
Nothing more anti-democratic, anti-freedom, than pushing an experimental drug on Americans against their will.
The government is purging the military, spying on its own citizens, because of a virus that isn't killing very many people anymore.
You do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Oh, my God. Fox News is a virus itself. It is a virus, and it's infecting the body politic. It's affecting the brains of the death cult zombie-like people. And I don't like to compare them to zombies because zombies love brains. Oh, my God. And now the latest is using Nicki Minaj, who Tucker Carlson's never heard of. Okay. He doesn't know who she is. He has no idea. But he liked somebody on his team, I'm guessing a young producer type, showed him Nicki Minaj had tweeted that she had a cousin in Trinidad whose friend said he took the vaccine and now it hurts when he pees. Why does it hurt when I pee? Why does it hurt when I pee? I got something from the toilet seat. It jumped on me. Why does it hurt when I pee? You know, her cousin's friend apparently got, you know, SIF or the clap or gonorrhea or chlamydia or some such thing. But they literally can't stop talking about it for 3 days now. For 3 days. They are discussing how Nicki Minaj is anti-vax. Nicki Minaj isn't anti-vax, number one. She will probably have to get it, and she knows that, if she wants to work, because tour companies and arenas and other places of entertainment are demanding vaccinations before you could come. Anyway, this is what's been going on over 3 days over there, okay? This is how it started.
So Nicki Minaj is a huge rap artist. Not sure there's much overlap between her audience and this one, but our producers assure us she's one of the biggest in the world. 100 producers. Billion records, assuming records still exist. And she has an opinion on vaccine mandates, which is still technically allowed in this country. So ahead of the Met Gala tonight, she tweeted about it. She's skeptical. She wrote this, quote, "They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grip your face and head, not that loose one," end quote. And then in another tweet, she added this. She said that her cousin in Trinidad, quote, "won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now that girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." Which seems sensible.
Dear God, please give me some kind of a sign that my testicles won't swell up from vaccination like they did for that guy Nicki Minaj's cousins. No. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray about it. You know, Tucker Carlson is proof that vaccinations inflame nuts, okay, because he's vaccinated. And, you know, I mean, honestly, so this went on last night, too.
We haven't been able to figure out whether this show is broadcast in Trinidad. But if Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend is watching, or his former fiance is watching, we want to hear your story. We'll come to Port of Spain to see you. Let us know.
Mm-hmm. And then that was the night before last night. That was the night before last night. Okay. So then last night they brought in a reporter to frame the story again.
The controversy stems from Nicki Minaj telling her fans she would only get the COVID vaccine once she did enough research, and she recommended her fans do the same. And here's the tweet most people focused on, quoting here, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." Well, Tucker then talked about that tweet last night, and today Nicki Minaj retweeted this clip. Watch.
It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles who are swollen from taking the vax. That's the claim. But it's not anything to do with the physical effect of the vaccine that makes our political class mad. It's the last part of Nicki Minaj's tweet that enrages them. The part where she says you should pray on it, make the decision yourself like a free human being, and, quote, don't be bullied. So our media and public health officials didn't like this because they make their livings bullying people. So they couldn't let it stand.
Of course, the haters came out of the woodwork attacking Minaj, Tucker, and this show. Minaj was also criticized by MSNBC's Joy Reid. Watch that.
You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that.
Minaj responded to Reid saying, quote, "This is what happens when you're so thirsty to down another black woman by the request of the white man that you didn't bother to read all of my tweets." Minaj went on to say she never told anyone not to get the shot, just to learn more about it. And she's right. She told her fans to wear a mask and to get the shot if they had to for work. But now she says she's in Twitter jail, writing in part, quoting again, "I'm in Twitter jail, y'all. They didn't like what I was saying over there on that block. Asking questions is okay. I like being effing dumb." Then boom, can't tweet.
So that's not true. She was never banned from Twitter. Not at all, ever. She's not in Twitter jail. She just decided that she would share a COVID vaccine story, which is, and Fox News decided to cover it because that is the journalistic way to cover the big vaccine debate, is to consistently and constantly quote Nicki Minaj's Twitter feed, where she relays this sciencey, deep researched, you know, tweet about some dude who her cousin knows who got SIF or something, and it now hurts when he pees, and he's going to blame it on the vaccine because his girlfriend will beat the crap out of him if she understood that he cheated on her. So he's going to blame the vaccine. And the Fox debate about the science of the vaccine and the efficacy of the vaccine continues. Can you believe this? They are a virus over there. They're poison. They are poison. Literally poison. You had a doctor in Trinidad having to respond to that so that the Trinidadians, so people in Trinidad wouldn't believe that there's any relationship between the vaccine and impotency, or vaccine and limp penises, or itchy testicles, or swollen testicles, or anything to do with testicles ever. And Dr. Fauci had to chime in and say there's no evidence to support fertility claims against the vaccine, or that it does anything to your private parts, or that there's no mechanism. He had to actually say there's no mechanism in the vaccine that could affect your testicles. Oh my God.